Hi, welcome to our show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have you here. As always, share the word, spread the hot flame that is the Mike O'Mara Show, heating the nation.
It's not enough up here, Mike. We still got a lot of snow, so send more heat.
We have a lot of cold temperatures here. And for down here, you know, if it's in the 50s at any time, it's considered cold. And we've had quite enough. This is a place you come to escape that. And when you come down here, come on now. Come on. That's why we're playing baseball in February, for the love of God.
Leesburg hit 40 degrees yesterday, and when I went outside, I felt like putting on shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. It was such a break in the cold.
It's
crazy.
It's all about perspective.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. And look, I'm fully aware of the fact that we are blessed to live in a climate like this, but the climate is not cooperating. And I'm tired of that feeling of cold. I am tired of feeling chilled, as I did when I came back from my kids' practice last night.
And that, that is weather, but it's also you're getting older, and old people get cold.
It is cold.
Everybody was cold. Everybody was cold.
Even the kids?
No.
Yeah.
No, the kids aren't. Kids feel cold.
Kids, yep. I love when you look around right now and you see kids running around in shorts are the same kids that this summer when it's 100 degrees will be wearing a hoodie. What is with children these days?
I don't know. All I know is that yesterday I spoke about the giant black cloud that is hovering over our lives here, and that is the lemon car. And by the way, I mentioned lemon to one of the younger guys that I hobnob with yesterday, and he didn't understand what the term was. Lemon, what's that mean?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. What kind of car does he drive that he's never experienced?
I don't know.
The word
no,
lemon?
I mean, yeah. I think it's just a youth thing. I don't think it's a term that's used, with people under 30.
Was there not a car company, like a cut rate company called Rent-A-Lemon in
I've
the
never
years
heard
past?
Of that.
I thought there was, but I mean, a lemon is just a bad, not usually a car, but a bad item that breaks a lot, right?
I think that the news came in at the Bad News Auto Repair Shop where...
That's the name of it?
You remember, if you tuned in yesterday, remember that not only is this car broken down again, not only have we put thousands of dollars into this car, but the cable broke on the tow truck and it fell into a ditch. Well, guess what? Would you think could come out of the dick at the repair shop's mouth that would be the best news for me to get?
Well,
we don't notice any appreciable damage on it. The plate that covers the trail hitch might have been damaged. It's like, what don't you understand, you moron? What don't you understand about the fact that I need to get that car appraised? If it fell off of a tow truck,
cars fall off a tow truck all the time. No big deal.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
you
the
know.
Attitude
there are
was.
Dozens of people that don't even know that it happened.
So here's I'm going out of a chronological order of the conversation. First of all, he farms off the main guy there who said bulletproof. Remember that quote that I
yes,
said?
Yes.
The car will be bulletproof
after your last repair, right?
Well, he didn't say it would run forever. He said bulletproof.
So
shoot at it.
You know,
it's also bulletproof to hide in a ditch for
here's
humans.
The thing. Speaking of hiding,
yes.
he farms out the call to me because I know he expected what he was going to get to Ricardo Montalban,
oh,
who
hello.
Calls and said, we have found another leak in your car. As Josh Soroka, the most mechanical among us, identified, alternator and battery. Alternator and battery was the issue with the car. And
that's an easy fix, right?
Oh, sure. That's only $2,000.
Oh, God. Oh.
And then I'm informed of the leak.
A leak is easy, right? That's just like a new piece of hose or something, right?
Yeah, I thought you already paid them to fix the leak.
Didn't I?
Yeah, and it was going to be bulletproof.
So here we are, and he said. And so after I get the news that, I bitch and I moan and complain to the guy, and I'm like, have the guy call me. Let's call him Roger. I said, have Roger call me. Roger's the one that said bulletproof.
Yeah.
When we were, you know, draining the savings to get this car fixed. And then he said, okay, I will. 10 minutes later, I get a call. Same guy, Ricardo Montalban, who says, he's tied up right now. I said, I'm tied up. And that's why I use the F word. Sorry.
Oh,
I
no.
said, yeah. I said, tell, I want to talk to him. He's the one that said the car was effing bulletproof.
Yeah.
And now there's a bullet hole in your oil tank.
Christ.
By the way, that leak, was it leaking $20 bills? What was it leaking?
Leaking the mirthless laughter of the dead.
Oh, no.
That's what it's leaking. Let me rub my eyes on the show right now. This is how my mind works. I would be a lousy, lousy criminal.
Why?
Rob Spiewak of the three of us, Josh, would be the best criminal because I think he's probably
it's been proven.
He's pretty good with lying. It has been for a long time.
No, I'm not.
And then we have worked with different. I have worked with different degrees of people that lie. I'm reasonably certain that everybody's told a little fib or white lie in their
white
lives.
Lie, yeah.
But I am telling you, I think I am maybe the worst at doing it. I don't
what
think
did you
that
try
I,
to what did you try to pull off yesterday by way
no,
of
no,
lying?
This was just me with my brain going, what options do I have with this upside down, still a bulk of it to be, not bulk of it, but a lot of it to be financed because I probably overpaid for it during COVID when that was going down. And then I'm just thinking, you know, the solution would be the, you know, I fantasize by seeing the car out in a field in flames.
Yeah.
Burning to, you know.
Well, whatever you do, let's not do insurance fraud.
No, that's a bad
one. I had that issue.
Rob, you
got
to duck out and duck back in. You're snap, crackling, popping again. So
damn it.
Fix that, please.
I miss you guys, but I'll be back.
But I had this also with my truck where I find now that I know I'm way underwater on it, when I'm driving around, I'm like, go ahead and hit me. Please total me.
Hit me as hard as you possibly can. But I literally do the mental exercise of thinking, Josh, about the potential of how to extricate myself from this situation. The way it ended up was the car, the oil leak is something that should be addressed at some point in the near future. The car would be drivable. And of course, if you're going to get rid of a car, much better to have it drivable than not.
Yes.
So I okayed. I okayed the other repair.
Yeah.
God damn. Just kills me to put money into this.
I did the same thing with the truck. I told you I got a huge repair bill of like $9,000 on it.
Right.
And I did the same thing of trying to be like, is it worth totaling it? Or can I get more out of it if I at least fix it and then try to sell it?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And you don't get the repair shop. The quickest solution for the repair shop, of course, is to have you simply pay for all of the repairs that they say. The complexity lies in insurance and totaling the car and bingo, bango, bango. And it just could not suck enough. And then at the end of it, that's when we have the conversation. So what about the damage? I don't see any real damage to the car. It fell off the tow truck.
Look harder. Look harder,
please.
The last
time Carla was talking, and that's another thing. I got my wife on it, and I got me on it, and it's just, you know, not always sure what they're telling her and what they're telling me. But the last I heard, the tow truck person said, we're going to get our insurance to take care of it.
Right.
So the next call I get is from, Dickie McDipshit at the repair shop who calls me and, you know, not only gives me the updated repair report, but mentions that the falling off the truck caused no appreciable damage. No, you know why that is? Because that would benefit me.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a wobble.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. I've never experienced it this badly before. I've had used cars that were crappy. I have never had a car that is this, and so I said, well, why did you buy the car? Why'd you buy the, battery is not an easy fix for this car. It's expensive because, oh, I got that too. This car gets a, has a really big battery. Yeah, a really big battery dipped in gold with little elves dancing all over the top of it, for the love of God.
My father had a Tiguan for a while, and it went through brakes. And he finally said, why is this thing going through brakes? He says, I don't know. It's a heavy car. Well, all cars are heavy.
I didn't want to mention this to you the other day.
Okay.
But when you mentioned the car that you, the used car that you got.
Yeah.
The reliability on those cars as well is a little sus, as the kids would say.
Not according to my research.
Good. That, okay.
Yeah. I mean, and also
maybe that particular I think the, model is
the
not.
The diesel, you know, ones, I think, are pretty reliable.
Yeah, the diesel is okay, sort of a rock solid thing as long as you maintain it.
I wish you 600,000 miles on your car.
It's funny.
Don't
a lot
go
of people.
What I'm going through right now.
A lot of people do cite numbers like 400 for the engine, and that'll be after I'm dead. But, the thing about the diesel is that it's just a rock solid thing. However,
how often do you say that to people? How after I'm dead? You're too young to start talking about that. I'm the age where I start talking about after.
Oh,
I'm
Mike,
dead.
It's a race. You know that.
But
yeah,
really,
based
Rob,
on your health level.
But
yeah,
look at Rob's lifestyle. How many miles a year does he put on his car?
11.
That's
dead
true.
Before 40.
You know, it used to be when I was commuting, I used to do a lot of miles, and now I don't anymore, which is nice.
Yeah.
But
one of
the reasons I bought this used car is the previous owners kept notes of every piece of maintenance, and it's been maintained. And if you maintain this engine, it lasts. So
all right.
I'm very
well,
excited
good.
About it.
Okay. I don't want to poo-poo your most recent acquisition. That's fine. What I'm telling you is that I have, in my fantasy world, I have no intention of doing this, but in my fantasy world, I have been exploring, you know, criminal enterprises and how bad I would be if, for example, I said, you know, when she hit the target, I said, there must have been a red rock in the ditch that rubbed up against it. And by the way, the amount of money we poured into the car, we haven't even addressed the bodywork on this vehicle because it's just, it falls under the heading of when you start to hate a car, when you start to disrespect
a car. Oh, it gets
car,
to be so
when,
bad.
When a car starts to just make your life hell, you neglect it. Just like a pet that would do that.
Yeah.
Just like a child that would do it.
Or an older parent.
You don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care anymore.
Was there any red paint in the ditch?
No, not that. I don't even know what happened. I didn't get any pictures.
They
want to do one thing, as Earl Weaver would say to the umpire in the World Series.
Remember.
You're here for one reason and one reason only, to F us.
That was right after.
Why send a picture of damage that might have occurred when you can just immediately get into your spiel of the repair, and this is because it's a cash cow for them.
Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely right. That
but
was said to.
I'm not alone. People have gone through this all over this fruited plain. That's what America does better than anything else, anybody else in the world. We are. There's one model for America that is to extricate money from other Americans. That's what we spend our time thinking about doing.
And it's part of, Mike, it's part of us just consuming. We love to consume. They consume us, and we consume the car.
It's extricating money in as easy a way as possible, getting the most for the least amount of effort and the least value to the person that you're extricating the money from.
Yeah, look ahead
for Bear today. Yes.
Go ahead,
Josh. Is the golf course close enough you could start using the e-bike?
I asked my son today. The e-bike has a range of 80 miles.
Oh, you could,
so
that's
you
many
could go
Walmart
to Disney
trips.
World.
Yeah, I could go on 75, the interstate, 30 miles per hour.
You know, they might even let that bike in Disney World. You could drive around there.
Through it all, taking my little man to school today. And there's always the little decision as to whether we go 5 minutes down the road to the bus or whether I take him all the way. And I took him all the way because that little crumb cruncher is just, this week has been a joy factory for me. He's been a joy factory for me with his attitude and getting to and from and enjoying trying out for his school team and getting his test results that he's doing. He's just been, I mean, it's been a great week for him to be like this because Lord knows all 12-year-olds go through ups and downs. But this has been, you know, I can't lie. I have to tell you where the joy comes in. You know, the joy didn't come in with my wife yesterday when we had a fight about the blanket that she was getting for the game that night because she didn't have a car. And I said, I heated the car for you. And then I said, don't get a blanket. I heated the car. And she said, I'm getting it for the game. Don't yell at me. And that was, you know, that was
well,
not
I really
joy.
Thought the biggest crux of that fight was you hiding her keys. Didn't it lead to that? Wasn't that the most problem?
Well, it would have been if she didn't. And this is where my wife is a joy factory for me.
Yeah.
She had an extra key wedged into one of her purse compartment vagina.
Oh, well, that's excellent. It's not that. Come now.
That's what it was. But
the fob is just, you don't do that with the fob.
This was not a fob. This was a regular key for a business.
Oh, okay.
That's the key she needed. Okay. She doesn't have a car right now, Rob.
You know what? I should have thought deeper. That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
That's right. Yeah. Is she you know what, Mike? Right?
You know what would help with your car repair?
What's that?
Is if you bought a Super Bowl square and it hit.
That's Rob's attempt to. Oh, by the way, on today's show, a couple of segments from now, we're going to have the very elusive Nicky Diamond.
He's had a busy season.
Nicky's had a very, very busy season. And we get him at the beginning of the season, and then we get him at the Super Bowl. And then, you know, whenever he wants to visit, he can come by. So he'll be here to talk about his life. And
Bad Bunny's number one fan.
He loves Bad Bunny.
Oh, that's good. I can't wait to ask him about Bad Bunny at the Super Bowl. Should be a lot of fun. All right, let me switch gears here. Enough about baseball and my pathetic life with the car. Last night, my son was doing homework in the kitchen, and Carl and I had come back from baseball, and we were sitting down to...
Is that his normal homework space?
Because, no.
I mean, that's a great, counter. That's a good area to do homework.
He doesn't normally do it there. Sometimes we banish him to his room when we start putting some grown-up content on.
Oh, my parents used to do that, but they put me in the yard.
Go in the backyard.
Go in the backyard and play until the sun goes down. Yeah.
It was, and unfortunately, sometimes it lasted till well after midnight.
Well, they wouldn't answer the door.
So we have him.
Knock, 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 nothing.
I didn't realize that he had ventured over because we got a couch that faces the TV and then the kitchen tables in back of us.
Oh, so he's sneaking some adult programming?
It was adult programming. I just said it like Josh without even
spotlighting
it. Programming.
Yeah.
That's how much of an influence he's become on me.
That's how much it meant to me.
The movie is called The Housemaid with Sydney Sweeney.
And oh, yeah.
I recommended this one. I saw it in theaters.
Did you go to the theater to see it?
I did.
By yourself in a trench coat?
Yes, exactly.
So no, we're watching it. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
spoil it for me. I didn't finish it.
It's got it's got one like dragged out like 10-minute like focus
on sex.
That
didn't mean finished sexually, Rob. I didn't mean that.
Don't call attention to it, Mike.
I'm calling attention to your obsession,
Mike.
Male release.
I have a clip from this movie that I was going to play during Beautiful Video.
Okay,
but let's take a
look.
Here's Sydney Sweeney in the house.
Hold on, I gotta switch the screen.
It's actually just audio.
Go out, honey. I need money. Come here. Did you hear what I say? I said, come here.
Okay.
Yeah, same clips all the time.
Weird movie. We got to the point where...
Is it a thriller? Is it a psychological thriller?
It's a thriller.
A psychological thriller and...
A sex-charged thriller.
A sex charge. And unfortunately, at the moment... Because I don't want to be slammed for not being woke or... PC or whatever. Let's just say, I mean, I'm an older male, but I am a red-blooded American male. Let's be honest. I think Sydney Sweeney is a marvelous actress. However,
they all are.
It is. No, stop it. You're not helping.
When you
You're
say helping. They, who do you mean they all?
No, oh, yeah, that's his. You know,
exactly. They.
They.
You know, everyone. Remember, everyone goes, in the movie.
Remember, yeah. He goes to the church where they all have like long ponytails and those plaid yeah. skirts.
And they anyway, don't talk about so, Sydney Sweeney in church.
This is Sydney Sweeney. Hey, as good an actress, she's. We know what we. Every man in America, every heterosexual yeah. man in America likes to look at Sydney Sweeney for a particular reason, and I'm no exception. So the movie cruises along, and we get right to the first love scene with Sydney Sweeney, and then I forgot completely that my son is in back of us doing homework. Is it, Michael, go to your room, and is it, I'm just doing, Mom, I'm just doing homework back here. No. So I pause it right at the moment. And but it went a little further where he got her in a semi-state of undress, but you didn't see anything. Oh. And I
this
paused
is like the teacher trying
that.
To cover up the TV.
Then I say, mm-hmm. "All right, Michael, go to your room." And I said, "I'm just completely honest with my wife, and I piss her off. I am thoroughly honest with her. I said, "Well, I want to rewind this and see this again." And she goes, "Are you kidding, perv?" I said, "It's Sydney Sweeney."
Boy, you had a good day yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ, you don't even know.
From top to bottomless, yeah.
100%.
The answer is not, it's Sydney Sweeney. That's what you say.
I know that's not the answer, Josh.
Yeah, I need to know the plot.
Yeah. I know that's not the answer. I just, you know, I'm watching that movie. It's intriguing. It's a little weird because it's so obvious, the plot, that it could be a comedy. It's that obvious.
I don't think it was that obvious.
Well,
but you haven't finished.
You need to see more softcore, Josh.
I got to the point, Josh, where she's with the guy.
Yeah.
And I had to stop it. And then foolishly, because I am exhausted after the day of stress, I said I wanted to rewind it. After Michael goes through the show. And I... goddamn will rewind it at a certain
when you
point.
Paused it.
Oh, we know that part.
Yeah. And you had a still picture on the screen for a while you were discussing with your son.
It's brilliant.
What was the still picture?
We're simpatico today. It's both of them facing each other, and Sydney Sweeney is like this. Sideways.
Yes, of course. Profiles. Profiles encouraged.
And you know what that... I'm a perv. I'm a dirty old man. I'm a filthy,
Mike,
dirty old
you're
man.
You're not, and let me
is
explain
that
why.
Not, why, God damn it. I'm trying to attack.
The camera is on. It's on Sydney Sweeney mode. The reason you're not a perv, Mike,
yes.
is that this is a major mainline motion picture release that Josh saw it important enough to see it in a theater. This is the art they want to present. And if you want to watch it, all you're doing is really. You're fulfilling the wish of the artist. You're supporting the arts.
Right. Remember what I said about Rob would be a good criminal? Remember that?
That's a little bit working now.
I think Rob would say, let's replay that. They did an amazing job with the lighting during this.
Yeah, season. I would mention lighting or perhaps a plot points or symbolism.
Yeah. No visual and no sound.
No,
and
exactly.
No, definitely no people.
Yeah.
Look.
Should we do that movie on Hicks next, Josh?
Sure. So you recommended this movie.
He did.
No, I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was
and
a good thriller.
And I have the idea that there might be a gazillion plot twists in this before it's over. So mm-hmm. that's what I think, but don't, I want to experience it. And
So you haven't finished it yet?
No, I have not finished the film. We stopped halfway through, and then by that time, when I pissed her off, she said, I'm going to bed. I said, I'll come in right after you. And then it was to bed. What a day. Bingo. Bango.
Did you rewatch the scene before bed?
Yeah, no. Saying I need 10 more minutes doesn't make you look any better.
No, yeah, no, I would have been on her like white on rice if she left. And that's the only way to fix that.
No, because it was, you know, we were in close proximity and we had a day today where got a deal with, you know, Shyster Vision at the car repair shop. And I knew that it's just I'm trying to manage a bunch of different things.
And I know right that... Tonight yes. is the night that she'll want to watch Magic Mike, and so you should probably stay in for that.
There it is an intriguing plot, and it has Sydney Sweeney. But I'll
from
let
what
you know
I remember,
how it goes.
The part where you paused it, that's like a 5 to 10 minute long scene.
Exactly.
But that's the only time of a scene like that.
Okay. All the more reason why I want to watch movie, it from beginning to end.
When they show this movie on the Trinity Broadcasting Network and they have to edit it, if they took out that scene in entirety, is there any plot advancement during that scene, or is it just
gratuitous? You don't need the scene.
Jim 1439 said Sydney's weenie.
That's funny.
You ought to send us a super chat, Jim. Sorry for that filth. That's soiling our minds. Don't kick the camera, Michael. God.
How are you kicking a camera that's mounted so high?
What?
It's on a desk.
It's not on a desk. He's on a tripod. And I live. You want to give my address out? I mean, can't we create any theater of the mind here at all? Do we have to pull back the curtain on everything? You know what I mean?
He's not kicking the camera. Michael is his camera operator.
Yes,
that's Michael, right.
Doesn't go to school any longer. He's working in the sweatshop. We'll be fine. So it's a special moment, as Josh just pointed out. It's a very special moment for the movie. I don't know. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the $5. I appreciate that. You're a good man. What a nice man to do that.
I was kind of
busting your balls. I didn't really expect that, but that's very nice of you. I'm going to tell you this, that I have neither a Recco or a pan for the movie yet, but okay. I'm watching it. Don't we all really judge content for the interest level? If it holds your interest in this day and age, that's kind of a win. Right?
I have a question for you. There's been so little to watch lately, and I don't want to get involved in a mediocre limited run series because that's like 8 nights commitment, right?
Yeah, but so
If it's good, but if it's mediocre, I don't like the commitment. So I've been just, bouncing around. I don't see any movies. So I get back into the Ted Danson show, Man Inside or The Man Inside.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And it's fine. And that's exactly what it is, Mike.
That's a sex romp, too.
Well, it's a lot of frontal of Ted Danson. Yeah.
Okay.
the thing is they ended the second to last episode, the penultimate episode, with, "I've solved the crime." And then they go to credits. And I watched the last episode last night, and it was such a letdown that I feel if you don't have the content to make it last 8 episodes, don't do it, because you've invested time and you feel like you've been hoodwinked.
The best television show out there right now that leaves you like hits the end, not a cliffhanger, just stops is The Pit. The Pit.
Oh my God, it's great.
The Pit will be cruising along and then it's like, what? I think that's a tribute to how good it is, because it'll just stop. You're like, oh, it's over. It's over.
It's the logic that used to fuel 24. They've got 1 hour.
Right.
And, that's it. And The Pit, every character is great on The Pit.
By the way, here's one thing. If you want to watch The Pit, all right, this is a drinking game for The Pit that I'll offer our listeners.
Every time
the facial expression on the principals raises eyebrows, and when I say that, it's like, for example, well, he's come in with that. Or, well, that's the way it's going to be. Every time they raise their eyebrows, take a shot. You'll be drunk in the first 5 minutes.
Noah Wiley is a champion eyebrow raiser.
Eyebrow raiser, and so is the super slicky nurse, the blonde-haired nurse
she's the Wiley veteran.
Yeah, isn't she a little bit of a pain?
She's so knowledgeable about everything.
And so,
she is so great at the... It's really hard to make you hate a character. I mean, really hate a character. And
she's
I know that
so
if I ended up...
at her job.
If I was at some music festival and I ended up in that ER, I'd get that nurse.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be going to those concerts if you're going to fall and go boom, boom. Anyway, but so check out The Pit, and with the raised eyebrows, do that. Now, I want to say that one of the joys, of course, of my life is watching my kid play. And last night I'm sitting next to a buddy of mine who's an older dad, also older dad than I am. And he has a kid playing against Michael.
He's older than you?
And we...
Just double checking.
I don't think it had to be said. I think we all just understood.
Sunflower seed!
You got away with it. Here we go. I love this guy. He's one of my favorite people. But he mentions an older, and we are, because we are both simpatico, where we're not the kind of dads that could tell you what a drop 8 is or a drop 3 or what the size bat should be for this league and what this, or where this kid played and the 1,100 other players that they've played against since they were 5 years. We're not those dads.
Okay.
We're dads that are just doing the best we can and getting by, right? That's what we are. But last night, because we're sitting next to each other and Carla's with us, we are just having a hoot. We are on cloud nine, just watching our kids, making, doing shtick, making jokes. There's another dad running the scoreboard that literally was laughing at us as we were doing it. You know, we're like the two guys on the Muppet Show. Right,
yeah, Statler and Waldorf.
I was thinking more grumpier old man.
Grumpier. There's a grumpy factor,
but it's,
as
it's
well.
Great. I've spent time in the press box, and if you can make, I mean, high school press box, it's not a big deal. But if you can make like the ref up there laugh,
yeah,
it's huge.
It's fun.
We really were great.
We were just. Yeah. It was delightful. He's got a great kid. I've got a great kid. We are having a lot of fun watching it. But he says I wrote it down. He lays on me the ultimate old man comment. This to me made me laugh. All right. He wrote, "Hey, you know, that ChatGPT is really amazing." And I'm like, that's something that would come out of my mouth too, you know? Have you seen that ChatGPT? That AI, that artificial intelligence is really
that
something.
Hits on such a perfect note. Another thing that one of your friends says that hits on the same note, I'd like to try that new light beer from Miller.
Oh, it's, I had a buddy. Just, Rob's referring so to the great. Fact that I had a buddy of mine, my friend Z, and Z would go into a bar. It'd be a large group of people, and inevitably, every time a waitress would come over or a bartender would come over, he would say, what can I get you guys? And he'd say, I'd like to try that new light beer from Miller. I don't know why that made me laugh, but it did. It made me laugh.
You only told me that story a few years ago. It almost made me want to drink again, so I could use it.
I've got a great line for you from a friend of mine who quit drinking as well.
What's that?
And if you go into a restaurant or a bar with your friends and they're all ordering and said, "What can I get you? Can I get you a beer?" Mm-hmm. Said, "No, I've given it up. I'm allergic to alcohol." And then they say, "Oh, really?" And everybody will be confused by that. Say, "I'm allergic to alcohol. I break out an asshole." That's pretty
that
tiny,
was never
isn't
my
it?
Problem, but is it's, a, good, it's no. a good thing.
And it was certainly mine. Rob,
no, it wasn't. No.
That won't surprise anybody. Well, not with you, but people I didn't like. You know that. You've witnessed
Mike,
it
purified some of your thoughts and intensified some of your thoughts.
That's an Irish tendency, too, and it's not. I'm not proud of that. But here's my problem. When I drink to excess, like real excess, which I'm very, very happy to say I haven't in many, 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 many months. And I won't say years. Thank you. I won't say, but it might be.
Did you
years
have a?
Too.
You didn't have a dry January, but you had a drier January.
I've had a drier year in general.
Okay,
maybe it's because you quit. Maybe it's because some various health issues.
Yeah, a lot of times doctors will encourage you. Will encourage you to go one way or the other. It's very rarely drink more.
If I was going to hooch at Major League, I would have certainly been, on the cruise. You know.
Oh right, yeah. But you were being a parent. Yeah.
I understand, Jim.
Remember the first conversation we had on the cruise. Is I'm not going to drink at all this weekend.
Yes, and then immediately that night at the cocktail party, I did, because how am I going to do that without...
Just until the shaking stopped.
And still the uncontrolled DTs, like that.
So, aren't the DTs cured when Sharon Bailey yells at you by a slot machine?
The idea of the breaking out an a-hole, I think that, that's one of the things that I certainly don't do. And I've done many an apology tour, and I just wanted to mention this, that Rob is a happy shocker, happy drunk, likes to entertain and do that, and then falls. That's his. That's what he does.
Well, you know what? You don't like the evening to end, and I don't like to stop drinking. I just like it. It tastes good. And
I don't like the evening. So we both kind of go and go and go.
We've certainly
been together and commiserated on that, too, because we both go for a while when we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The problem with my going for a while is that while Rob will be jolly and maybe take a tumble, I will not slur. I will not stagger. I will not. But I will. Something will come out of my mouth that's horrible.
And yeah, do you know what your tell is? Is when you would get nearing to that, when you would near that situation,
yeah,
your eyebrows go down. Normally, your eyebrows are up.
We played a video of it. We played a video of it in what was in Portland.
Seattle or Portland?
Seattle, yeah. Portland, something like that. And it was, no, not Portland. It was Spokane.
Okay.
Spokane. And I am, that's really one of the last times I had a, and that's what, a couple of years ago, isn't it? Right?
Gotta be,
I was in Spokane. And you can see
my
eyes.
Me.
It's more, Rob, it's not eyebrows going down as much as eyes narrowing like that.
I think the eyebrows, they precede the eyes narrowing. Because the eyes narrowing when you talk, but just the eyebrows living lower is a tell.
So what are you doing with that camera?
Yeah, you're taping me.
Yeah. And I, you know, so I'd be cruising along, having a normal conversation, and be it's sometimes based in humor, but it's said so pointedly and cruelly that it does not come across as a joke. Like
The way Hitler would open with a joke, it was based in humor.
No, I'll look at somebody and go, like, "Have you always been an asshole?" And then the next day, it's, you know, it's like, "Do you have a good time last night?" "Yeah, I did. How about you?" "Well, you know, you might want to talk to so and so." "Why? Why is that?" "Well, you called him an asshole." "Oh, I'm sorry,
Mike. We can't say that word."
"Oh, come on, Steve. He'll let it go." But that's so. Anyway, that's my tell, and I don't know how I got on that.
It's whatever. Like, whatever.
Transition to Jonathan Banks.
Yeah. Does any of it relate to when you would be at a record convention and a certain record guy named Tommy would say, "How are we this morning?"
Yeah, that's another one where I went, God, I was so uncomfortable. And the alcohol, the problem is I would drink to dispel the discomfort level and then just get to a point where there was total comfort. "Hi, everybody." Don't miss those days, you know, and, you know, avoid it if you can, ladies and gentlemen. But fun. We have to move on, and we've got some interesting news coming up because isn't that the most fun thing to do?
Yeah, I love news.
Yeah, and including an update on a major news story that a lot of people are talking about. I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Avocado Green Mattress. I know for a fact how important a quality mattress is to our sleep, mood, and overall health. Avocado certified organic mattresses, pillows, and solid wood furniture are made without harmful chemicals, with thoughtfully chosen materials designed to support healthier living and more restorative sleep. A great mattress is the key to great sleep, and the Avocado mattress can give you the best sleep of your life. Better sleep changes your mornings, your energy, and can improve the quality of your entire day. Avocado's mattresses are built to last with durable, high-quality materials. Their products are an investment in long-term vitality, not a short-term fix. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Plus, no regrets ever. Avocado's sleep trials of up to 1 year ensure you're getting the best mattress for you. Avocado, dream of better. And now they're having a great sale on mattresses. Go to avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS to get up to 15% off. That's avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS for up to 15% off mattresses. avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS, because you can use the snooze.
Every year I tell myself I'll get better about meal planning, and every year life gets busy and it falls apart. What finally clicked for me is realizing that meals don't have to look one specific way. They just have to fit your life, and that's what Marley Spoon does. Life changes constantly now, and so does our relationship with food. The rules have changed. You can eat at the table, you can eat sitting or standing, alone or with others. Everyone's allowed to do it their way. And Marley Spoon is living the meal evolution with you, evolving to become your partner and ally in the new way of living and navigating the foodscape. They're here to help support the role food plays in your life and your food enjoyment while optimizing your time-stretched lifestyle. Marley Spoon has a wide range of ready-to-cook, ready-to-heat, ready-to-eat options, as well as market items that helps you stay stocked up on snacks and beverages for the between-meal moments. Your tastes, your preferences, your interests, culinary or dietary, are always covered. My favorite recent meal from Marley Spoon was the barbecued chicken with the pimento cheese grits, but don't sleep on the meatloaf with creamy mustard sauce. Both outstanding. So make sure to visit marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS for 45% off your first order and free delivery. Huge deal. That's right. 45% off and free delivery at marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS.
This episode is sponsored by Kalshi, the largest prediction market in the United States. Kalshi lets you trade on real-world events, peer-to-peer, instead of playing against a sports book. Kalshi is available across the country, including California and Texas, and it's a really fun way to put your predictions to the test. So here's how it works. You buy a yes contract if you think something will happen, or a no contract if you think it won't. So if you've got an opinion this weekend, like will the Seahawks win the big game this year, you can choose yes or no and trade on it. And you're trading with other users similar to buying and selling stocks. You can jump in and out of your position at any time to lock in a profit or cut your losses. Kalshi also offers combo trades where you can connect multiple predictions across different events to increase your potential payout. In short, Kalshi is where you put your money to where your prediction is. So download the Kalshi app and use the promo code SB60. When you deposit $10 and make a trade, you get your $10 back. That's promo code SB60 on Kalshi.
But first, I want to remind you that our show is now not sponsored because I just completely edited out the spots.
That's you need me to resend them?
No.
I know you can talk, Mike. You can talk off the top of your head for our first sponsor, and that's Omaha Steaks, because you love them.
Omaha Steaks are yummy, yummy, love in my tummy. You will love Omaha Steaks as much as I do. They are spectacular. It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied. Get energy and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From handcrafted USDA certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code Mike. That's
Mike.
Right. It's a new one. It's not TMOS this time. It's Mike at Mike. Checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family owned butcher since 1917. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so pay attention. That's Omaha Steaks, O-M-A-H-A, steaks.com, promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details, everybody. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about the mother of Savannah Guthrie. And
yes.
CBS News reported that its Tucson affiliate, KOLD News, received a ransom note for Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today co-host Savannah Guthrie, as the search for the missing 84-year-old widened. According to CBS, Pima County Sheriff's Department investigators analyzed the letter. They're taking it seriously, and they shared it with the FBI. Their agents at the FBI decided to share it with the NBC host. I know if you watch enough of those, crime thrillers, that sometimes they have to make that call as to whether they release the information. And sometimes it's not a good sign when they're desperate enough to let it go, right? I think that's kind of what I get between the lines. The note, which KOLD received on February 2nd, contained, quote, specific details about the home and what Nancy Guthrie was wearing that night. The report added that investigators wanted to keep the note private, and the Tucson station agreed not to broadcast any information about it. The note, which the station received on Monday and agreed not to report on, contained specific details about the home and what she was wearing. I said that already. And the sheriff cannot confirm or deny the legitimacy of the note. So that's where we are in the investigation.
The whole thing about this is that, you know, if you want to kidnap a high profile person to get the money, the ransom, that's something that happens. But doesn't it seem like they went a little obscure with this?
It's weird. The whole thing is weird.
It's very weird.
Brains is weird. Everything's
weird.
And
it makes me wonder if there's like some sort of a hatred between them or a bad past or
it's
something
a relationship.
Like that?
I think it's, you know, a landscaper, a home improvement guy. It's someone who knows who's been around the house.
Yeah, that could be. Could be.
Do you think it's like the landscaper on The Housewife, The Housemaid, Josh? That landscaper.
Yes, it's that creepy landscaper.
That movie's very much on my mind right now. So we'll keep you advised. It's weird. It's sad.
It's very strange and
it's
sad.
It's a drag. Yeah. Speaking of notes, an online influencer has noticed that some men are secretly keeping notes on the women they're seeing on their phones. They're not seeing the women on their phones. They're seeing women, and they're keeping notes on their
phones. I love when you correct grammar.
I'd like to rewrite the copy.
Is that because they're juggling women?
Juggling, Mike. Juggling.
If all the notes are about one woman, that's not bad.
It depends on who they're dating.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
They're listing things like favorite snacks, wine preferences, favorite clothing stores, clothing sizes, go-to fast food orders. I'm having a lot of puberty voice today.
Hey, Mr. Douglas.
I've made a list just like that.
I've done it.
Hold on. You mean when you were dating?
Yeah.
Well, really?
No, for my wife, there was no notes app when I was dating.
Right. But yeah, for Kelly, I made notes of that. Of when she would mention a restaurant, I'd put it in my notes app.
Okay, see, you're a younger guy. Favorite flowers, books they're reading, little details about the hobbies they're in. Well, then you're right. You're part of this. The influencer is right.
If you rely on your memory, sometimes you get your wife the same gift two Christmases in a row, which I've done.
But you also got married in the 1800s, so you're relevant to this discussion. Naturally,
I'm not relevant, period.
No, I think it's something everyone should do now. We should all be making notes about our wife.
I mostly make notes about Josh.
you should see my mic list.
All right. I'm trying, folks. I'm just trying to give you the information. I am. It's most common among men who are dating or are earlier in their relationships. But apparently, even men with longtime partners are also making notes to remember the latest subtle details. And notice they say partners, not wives.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's interesting.
Modern.
The idea that many men are listening, because as one guy put it, quote, of course, because if we're not paying attention, someone else is. And these manuals can keep their partners feeling seen, heard, and spoiled. Why do I think that's a manufactured big Valentine's Day?
Well, because Valentine's Day is coming up. I mean, the information I keep in my phone, I have Carrie, I have her phone number. So, you know, if I need to get her.
Well, there's that, which there is fun. Last year, the Breaking Bad house in Albuquerque, New Mexico, hit the market. They were asking $4 million for it.
As I recall, the sellers were dicks about
it. They failed to attract a buyer.
Good.
Would you like to know what the asking price is now?
From $4 million, like $3 million?
Kick a zero off, $400,000.
Wow. Whoops.
That's the actual market value. They're just now trying to get rid of the house. Yeah. Someone convinced the owner that $4 million was a fair asking price. Why are they throwing it not on the owner? Maybe it was the owner who decided that was a fair asking price,
right?
Could be,
yeah.
Whoever bought it could turn it into a tourist attraction. That's what they were thinking, like a Breaking Bad museum, because the show was so popular, and they could make money off it, but that's not the way a lot of people saw it, apparently. Unfortunately, it's in a residential neighborhood. That would be against zoning laws to turn it into a
I wonder how they did attraction. It with the Christmas Story house that has turned into quite an attraction.
They did that in, was that in Cleveland?
They purchased the entire street.
Oh,
and they've made it so like it's a museum, it's a store, and then the little house that you can walk through.
They have massage. They have a vape store. It's a great neighborhood.
It's pretty likely the house will go for more than the $400K, and the new owner could turn it into an Airbnb, which would probably attract fans of the show. Now that to me would be a valid plan. Yeah. Where you say, would you like to sleep?
Although
spend a night
I do
Breaking
feel.
Bad house?
A weakness is that it is so nondescript.
Oh,
and I bet you there's
cheesy little house, right?
Yeah, and there's probably 18 identical houses in a row. So well, I mean, it's like hard to market it.
The Christmas Story house, it was really just the house used on the outside,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All the inside was redone.
Stay tuned.
And you need all that money for the pizza cleanup because they still have a problem with people tossing pizzas on the roof of that home.
Now that's funny.
Is it foolish for me to hold out hope that they might get more than the $400,000, maybe bring it up to $1 million? I really think they could do that.
He can't keep getting away with it.
What's that, Jesse?
He can't keep getting away with it.
Sorry.
I think it would be nice if Pinkman bought it.
Jesse Pinkman.
That might be the play.
Yeah,
who could afford the $4 million?
Yeah.
We had this on the news earlier in the week or somewhere on the show about Cher, who got a little confused.
Oh, yeah. Forgetful.
When she was hosting the Grammys, presenting an award at the Grammys on Sunday. Grammy producer Ben Winston.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette.
When he smoked, that was a Pony Boys brand. Winston.
Yes, it was. Cher wasn't the least embarrassed. That's Cher.
Cher doesn't care.
That rhymes. Right. Don't you dare. Cher doesn't care. You better beware. Cher's
Did you
got
see
long
the bear?
Hair. Grammy producer Ben Winston says she wasn't the least embarrassed. Quote, she's happy with it. She had a great time. She did, apparently, after the Grammys, seemed to be in great spirits. By the way, Winston says the misunderstanding was nobody's fault but Cher's. Here's the quote. I promise you, we had briefed her. I know he had. I think that goes without saying. And I promise you, what she had to do was in the prompter. So they had instructions go to the envelope now. You know?
I think maybe the gummy kicked in right when she got up on stage.
That could be.
It's
but she doesn't care, and she goes her own way. I mean, again, I bet there was a rehearsal that if she even showed up for,
right,
she didn't pay attention.
But here's the quote. He says, the producer, if I could go back in time, I'd want that to happen again. You want a bit of anarchy. Of course you do, because that's what gets people talking. That's the only thing people talking about at the Grammys.
And the reason Cher was so happy is Winston told her she did a good job. She doesn't remember, but she was told. Yeah, Winston. Yeah.
Winston said, you did a great job reading the envelope. Reading the envelope is your finest hour. I think it was better than your concerts. I think it was better than the Sonny and Cher show. I think you will fight them on the stage. You'll fight them in the red carpet. Yes, you
did
are.
You think if Winston Churchill was born like 90 years later, he'd be a lousy TV producer?
Oh, absolutely the worst. He'd be a good presenter, though.
A great presenter, yeah.
He'd be a great honor to bring up George Clooney. The nominees are in. Here are the performances.
Sir Winston, have you had a chance to meet Sydney Sweeney?
I noticed her from the side.
Oh, dear.
My name is Winston Sideboob Churchill. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I bet he had some nice side boobs.
For Valentine's Day this year, here they come. Believe me, I'm editing out more than I'm sharing with you. Dave & Buster's is transforming its viral human crane into a one-of-a-kind proposal experience.
Woo! I hate Dave and Buster's.
They are placing five $15,000 3-carat diamond engagement rings inside the game at selected locations for couples that are ready to take their relationship to the next level.
Fantastic.
If you haven't seen it, the human crane lowers guests into a pit of oversized prizes where they can grab a prize. Rides at the human crane start, of course, at $20. Rip off.
Yeah. And it takes all the skill out of it. And you see, Josh is good at the crane game. I've seen
I do like the crane games.
Yeah. I've got an idea for the crane game as well as the diamond rings. How about a key hidden in the big prize thing to a 2019 British automobile? The diamond rings will only be planted at five locations. That's just like radio stations when they
exactly. It's a shared promotion. Yeah,
fantastic. They're all in New York and California, and the actual ring won't be inside the crane game. It'll be a placeholder that you redeem for the ring later. Buster's can lick my bag.
You get 75,000 tickets to buy the ring. Yeah.
So if you score the ring, you won't get it on Valentine's
Day. The best prize in the human crane is an order of Dave and Buster's soggy cheese sticks.
Right. At O'Mara's, we had a similar promotion, but we called it the human centipede.
I remember that night.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
No logoed t-shirts, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's big fun. And, of course, the shirts had to be thrown away at the end of the evening. Finally, today, the only way this could be more on brand is if it happened on the 4th of July. A cop, and this is the name of the cop, his name, America. He hitched a ride in the bed of a Ford pickup truck to catch a thief over the weekend. It happened on Saturday in Linwood, Washington. That's just north of Seattle. Linwood police didn't mention his first name, just that his last name is Officer America. He spotted a bike thief and chased it after the guy. He couldn't catch up on foot. Luckily, a random person, and yes, it was an old Ford F-150 pickup.
Great. You can't kill them. That's what you should buy.
America. Pickup truck. They pulled over. They let Officer America hop on the back bumper, and they chased the guy down together. It turned out he had several outstanding warrants. And I bet there are guns involved somehow. It's America. Come on now, everybody.
Come on, America. Come on.
Yeah, America. All right. Yes, sir. Everybody. Hey, everybody, this portion of our program brought to you by Seoul. I am officially declaring it to be stay home and get cozy. Today, I'd like to explore the, we're talking about the, I'm sorry, that's wrong, isn't it? No, I got it. It's right. I wanted to explore the Seoul procedures that you guys do when you're doing your Seoul. Now, are you daily Seoul users? I know we've got the beverage, Seoul's out-of-office drinks that are delicious. They make feeling good simple. But your whole Seoul routine, what is your Seoul routine, Mr. Spiewak?
For me, if I take a beverage, I take it when I take my evening pills at about 6 p.m. And I use it to take the pills. And the beverage works fast. And it's a strong enough thing that you can maybe do two if you're ready to party. But one is plenty. To feel the effect. It's delicious, sparkling, light, and you feel the effects right away. I will occasionally do a gummy, but a gummy's a little tougher because you have to time it. It takes a while to kick in. Josh is good at gummying.
Josh, before the show, you eat two gummies and drink a Seoul beverage. Isn't that right?
Oh, every morning.
The out-of-office gummies
two eggs,
are great.
Two gummies.
The out-of-office drinks are fantastic. You got a 1.5 microdose. You got a 15 milligram for a deeper restorative experience. You're both big fans. Give yourself the gift of a healthier unwind at the end of your day. Right now, Seoul offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSeoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSeoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. It's all about Seoul. All right, we got him here, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a while. We haven't had Nikki Diamond on the show.
In a hat.
Now, the game is in San Francisco, so the The cowboy hat I'm a little confused by.
It's the closest to Puerto Rico I have in my closet there, Mikey. I've got soul and I'm super Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny!
Love Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. You're a big fan, aren't you, Nikki?
Big fan. Who's bad? Bunny to the bone.
Another artist, but that's okay.
Bunny for nothing.
Nikki, it's been too long. We have to get updated on your world. Before we get to football and the big game this coming weekend, I have to ask you this. What's new in your world? I know it appears to me that you may be in the same residence from the last time that we talked to you, which is good news, I would imagine.
That is good news. We are still Pahrump Valley Auto Sales Employee of the Month, second runner-up, four straight months. So thank you very much.
Attaboy,
thank
Nick.
Second runner-up.
Top 65% of our...
How many, just out of curiosity, how many salespeople are employed at Pahrump
Motors? There's four of us. There's three. Thanks for sharing.
I have a question about...
You tee it up, ladies and gentlemen, and he hits it right over the fence. There
I got a question about Pahrump Motors. Do you take out-of-state trade-ins?
We take it all, baby.
Mike, you might want to stay on after the show.
Mike, you're driving cross-country to Nevada. I might do that.
I'm sure their tow truck will drop it, too.
Yes,
our slogan is "We'll look the other way."
Nikki, a long time ago, you had a couple of, I believe, old ladies that unfortunately both passed. Isn't that correct? Is that why you're living in their condo?
Yes, yes. I happen to inherit the condo from them, Esther and Edith. If you're fact-checking that, who knows?
Esther and Edith.
It rings true on this end. Yeah.
Avalanche accident in 2020.
Have you had changes that we might not be aware of in your life? Is anything special outside? You're still at Pahrump Motors, which is great. You're still in Nevada. How's your love life? Your love life okay?
Oh, it's a love of work. I'm a workaholic. I love the grind, Mikey. Very lonely. Very lonely. Very very lonely. Very. Betting on dying alone. That's the big heavy favorite right now.
Sorry to hear that, Nikki. I'm very, very sorry to hear
it. Taking classes in MIP, which is great. So the
MIP?
Yes, the Mining Institute of Pahrump for Bitcoin mining. So going well.
Is that still a thing?
Anyway.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, mining.
Bitcoin mining, yes.
Yeah.
What would be, how's your portfolio now? How much do we have in Bitcoin, if you don't mind me asking?
Let's imagine the Giants and the Commanders had a baby, and that was their season last year. That's my
thank you. I appreciate
congrats.
It.
Congrats.
Nikki, before we get to the Super Bowl, I would like to ask you your opinion on the Giants, my New York Giants, who have recently hired Mr. John Harbaugh from the Ravens to be their head coach. What are your two cents on that, Nick?
A home run hire, Mikey. The roster is excellent. The roster is better than the record, I'll tell you that much.
Yes.
It's a bad record with, I think, a slightly above average roster with another good draft and the leadership of Mr. Harbaugh, a leader of men, a culture builder, much like you've done at the Mike O'Mara ship here.
Yes.
Have you ever met Harbaugh?
I did, actually. I met Harbaugh the very first time he was hired by the Ravens. Yes, I was on the air with him, and we had a debate about football, and he liked my answer more than one Mickey Coachella. After that, Mickey was never seen again.
A little more
his
insight.
Decks are still alive and well.
You know, if you're an investigative reporter with Nikki Diamond, I urge you to take some of these cues and put together your diagram to connect the dots.
Yeah, you could do a bulletin board with yarn and pins.
Let's get right to the big game, Nikki. I know you're excited, and are you? I know you've never been to the Super Bowl, but you've always wanted to go, haven't you?
Absolutely, and one of the reasons you go is for the halftime show, and you mentioned Bad Bunny. By the way, we all know the two B's and Rob, they stand for Bad Bunny. Am I
That's
right?
True. That's Amen. Exactly Man. Right.
I'm really
fan, but excited. I have a source here, pretty reliable, if I might say so. My coworker here, Dickie Dickerson's cousin, best friend's uncle, is a groundskeeper in Santa Clara, and he got a look at the rehearsal and big, big, big surprise guest for Bad Bunny.
Wow.
A diva, Cher. Bunny and Cher. I got you, babe!
you guy. How you like that?
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna be great.
That's the one he's been holding on to, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. Good night, folks.
There
anyway.
You go. What do a few months without him get us that fantastic line? Oh, my God. Bunny in chair. Can't wait to watch it. All right, well, here it is.
As for the game, though, we got the under. I believe under 45.5. It'll be a low-scoring affair. Both defenses are very good. Give me a Hunter Henry anytime TD. That's a TD they can score anytime. If you didn't understand that from the literal explanation of it, I have a final score of 20-16.
Okay.
The MVP, of course, will be the winning quarterback. Show me the money. Drink me. The Patriots win 20-16. Wow. Let him back, Mary, baby. Sorry. Light him up, Robert Kraft. You're not in the Hall of Fame, just like Belichick, but your team to the Super Bowl. Show me the money, Kid Rock. Who are you? Good night. Adios, amigo.
Bye, Nicky.
Bye, Nick. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
He's the best.
Oh, my God.
Little red Bunny, in the face at the end there.
Bunny though. And Cher. That, you know what? It's the gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen.
It is.
I am as disinterested as a human being could be.
I have no really interest. Yeah.
I mean, it's just not doing it for me, I think. You know, if I'm a betting man and you're betting on the ratings, I would bet on the game kind of being a big bowl of nothing. That's just my opinion. I don't know what it is. It's the fact that America hates the Patriots, by and large, except in New England, where they're on fire. And who are they playing? Are they playing the Los Angeles Chiefs? Is that
who is it? It's the Oilers, I think.
The Houston Oilers. Good looking
Houston Oilers.
Do you think, just on a serious sports note, obviously, this thing about a bad shoulder, bad shoulder with Drake May is kind of blown out of proportion. He really is going to be healthy. Josh, do you think the Seahawks have a chance in this game?
I think the Seahawks will win.
There we go.
I think the Drake May shoulder is setting up excuses.
I will go with the Seahawks simply because they have been a nemesis of the Giants for so long. We've played Super Bowls against them, and nothing brought me greater pleasure than when the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So I will revisit that pleasure by rooting for the Seahawks and hoping they win, and I hope Josh is right.
You know, Mike, if you really want to sell a game as an exciting one, take the under. It's going to be a suck game.
All right, moving right along. I am officially declaring it to be stay home and get cozy with a bottle of wine season.
Yes,
by the way, if you want the big game to be fantastic, if you're a Super Bowl fan and you want to watch it with everybody and you think maybe the game's a little boring, knock back a little vino. Print it.
It helps.
Take it upstairs to the fat man. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. Naked Wines is a wine club that directly connects you to the world's best independent winemakers. So you can get world-class wine delivered straight to your door. Use our code TMOS at nakedwines.com and get $100 off your first order. That's delicious, amazing wine straight from the winery at up to 60% less than what you would pay in stores. By cutting out the extra costs, like those pesky, nasty middlemen.
Hate them.
Winemakers can pass their savings on to you without skimping on quality. Uncork some happiness. Is that yours?
That is.
Uncork some happiness. That's so sweet.
I mean, it's kind of nice, isn't it?
Uncork some happiness, written by Rob Spuett.
Thank you.
Get the best wines at the best price with Naked Wines. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com, code and password, TMOS, for $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles for only $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off your first 6 bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. Remember to use the code and the password.
Got to. That's Mike using the code and the password.
For 6
or having
of wine,
palsy.
For $39.99. All right, Rob, what was the thing we were going to ask Josh about? There's a big Josh news here.
Mike, it's so exciting because you know how much I love space travel. The United States is returning to the moon as soon as we fix the ship.
Yes. It was too cold in Florida, and it was leaking on a test yesterday, so they pushed it back to March, but we're finally going back to the moon.
Mike, if you have a leaking rocket, don't go to the moon, because that leak will cost thousands of dollars to repair.
If you're going to see a launch, and that's one of the things we do in Florida, we go to a launch occasionally. Josh, you're just up the road from me. You ever gone down the coast to take a peek?
I have not. Now, see, I just learned yesterday that we're going back to the moon. So I did send a text to a NASA employee yesterday saying, hey, can I get tickets to this? It's sold out. How can I get down there?
Oh, really?
Because I would like to watch this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a big enough thing that you can probably just get in the region and see it. You don't have to have tickets, right?
Right. They've got tickets to get up close, which is what I want if he can get them to me. But I did also ask.
Don't get burned.
Or is there a place nearby that it's worth watching? So I've not gone down there, but I have gone out at my porch and watched it fly over the house. Yeah,
he's that close, Rob, that he can actually see it there. I have to kind of haul across the state to see this, but I'm fascinated, and I have never seen a launch, and I regret it, and I'd love to take my kid to it, just from a distance. When is the date? Do we have a date yet?
We don't have a date yet. It's been rescheduled to March.
March.
But, and it's to not land on the moon, but we're going to fly around the moon and come back to make sure that we can get to the moon, so then the next trip will be to put people on the moon.
Now, what was your you mentioned something about, it's been some time, Mike, since we've been to the moon.
Yeah, it makes me think we never went to the moon because why have we not gone in 54 years? And then when I started watching astronauts talk about it, they basically say, we don't know how we got to the moon.
Do you remember when I did the documentary on space, Rob, and my favorite outtake about the moon? Would you like me to recreate it right
I'd
here?
I'd love it, because it was so great, because you did not tell anyone it was coming.
So the first line, Josh, when I'm doing this documentary, it was called Unraveling the Cosmos, and pretty good documentary,
You can still find it online, I think. It was one of
YouTube. You can find it on YouTube. Just put Unraveling the Cosmos. That's it.
If not the first, it was... Hub. One of the first Bang Brothers projects it was totally
gets dirty. That's fun.
I think there's a little bit of that.
On a website's not dirty.
It's good. Yes. But Sydney Sweeney side view.
I think that it was one of the first, if not the first, 4K documentaries. Because remember that the producer was all excited that he got a 4K television to watch it.
That's right.
And there was nothing else in 4K. But it was beautiful. I was lucky enough to engineer for you.
We were exhausted by the end of this documentary.
Yes, it was. It was tired.
Just opening line.
The opening line was the moon. And so I am just cracking, just foundation is crumbling at this point. And I say, the moon is made of cheese. And that's how Rob laughed during the middle of that. But, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Remember when we first did all that and we were all excited about it? And the overall thing, I showed it to somebody and, was it Josh that said it's a cartoon?
It's essentially a cartoon.
It's a cartoon?
I called the documentary a cartoon. I said it was animated.
It's animated. By the way, the interesting animation for the Mike O'Mara show, was that your effort there with the toothy pictures of the three of us, or was that somebody else doing that?
No, I think that was me. I just took there's only two pictures of the three of us in existence together.
Yeah.
And I uploaded the two of those to AI and said, hop on the caricatures.
Can we bring that up real quick so we can show everybody what we're talking about here? We're toothy. And we all look a little more manly.
Love it because it is one where Josh does not look.
You love it because your picture is probably the most altered of all of us.
And also, it's not so much that. I love that, but I love it because this is the first time Josh doesn't look like a supermodel with two glump guys.
No, it looks like a combination of me and a former host.
I wish your eyes were that big all the time, Josh.
I know.
Wow, that's true. Now that I look at it, that's true. And Rob looks like perhaps he is a mafia chieftain.
Yeah.
And I look like I'm saying, good luck storming the castle.
Also, you look like you might be saying, just a few more eclairs and then I'll be done. The width of your face is so off.
I know. Yeah. I know.
But you would, I thought you'd like this one, Mike, because you and Josh have microphones and I don't.
But you're doing the Elvis point.
Yeah,
I am, yes.
From Vegas. That's I think it's cool. Now, let me ask you this. I first of all, I don't ask Josh to do any of this stuff, and it's not right. my job to tell him to do the graph. If you go to back to AI and you have them tweak that, is that easy to do or is that hard to do?
Depends how much you want it tweaked. Okay. Like if you want it more serious or if you want it less exaggerated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would say, less exaggerated. Are you doing that? We want to thank Racer PGT for your super chat, $10 super chat. Love you too. Thank you very much. He says, love you guys, or she says, love you guys. Is it, you can do it on the fly when you do these things?
I mean, it takes a while to do it. And I've gotten pretty good at the prompting, as they call for AI, that I've gotten pretty good at getting it to make what I need.
I monkeyed around yesterday. I don't use ChatGPT that much, but I do use it. And I monkeyed around with a picture of me yesterday. It took me about 4 tries to get it tweaked to how I want it. But yeah, if you just ask directly, it's pretty remarkable like how accurate they can be.
By the way, Rob Spiewak, remember when I was talking about I'd be a bad criminal and he'd be a good criminal?
Yeah.
When he says, I don't use it very often, only for every piece of copy that he gives me every time.
And you know what, Mike? I'm just going to let you have that one. I don't care. If you want to think that, aces.
Do you or not?
No,
do you know?
I don't.
Okay.
I bet I've used it 2 dozen times on copy.
Yeah, I don't think he uses it many times.
Only 20.
If I write the copy, it's 100% through there. And then tweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I've gotten good enough with
24 commercials.
That when I use
24 times. It could be 3 times for the same commercial.
I mean, I don't think I'm that wrong, right? I mean, that's using it. That's using it more than I've used it.
But not every time.
No, but the best way to use it for Rob's commercials is to take the commercial and you drop it in and you say, reword this to give it a different feel. So then it's got the same, all the prompts and everything.
Is that what you do, Rob?
I usually drop it in and say, give me something concise and exciting that says the same thing.
Okay, that's it. And then it runs with it, you know?
Yeah, and oftentimes...
I feel like we're heading down the old man highway where at some point. I'm going to go, that ChatGPT is really something.
The problem is if you just ask it to tweak, sometimes the changes aren't that great. Now you look like a serial killer, Josh.
No, I haven't changed one bit. This is your Josh Soroka. Fix Josh Soroka. Like, Rob is identical.
I don't look good. Rob's
Mike
the only
is
one that
identical
looks good there.
To before. Rob looks the same.
Well, it happens, Mike. It's a curse and a blessing to
and
be
it's,
so
it's
handsome.
I look like Pumpkinhead. I look like Pumpkinhead.
No, really? Can we have it back up? Mike looks like a garbage pail kid.
A garbage pail.
So you're right. All it really did was change the color.
Yeah.
And your eyes. It changed your eyes.
Yeah.
Yes, it put my eyes away.
What if you were to say, take 70 pounds off Mike O'Mara, and that's the only prompt that you give it? What would it
do? Let's have fun. Take 80.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Let's see. All right.
And that's that'd be fine.
Now, is this something that we can actually, we're fine. We're okay on time. We can sit quietly by and wait for this to happen because I don't want to move on until, take 80 pounds off of Mike O'Mara. Mm-hmm. Will they know it's me in the middle?
They should.
Take 80 pounds off the guy in the middle.
Okay. Oh, okay. Take 80 pounds off the guy in the middle. This is going to be funny. I don't think I've ever waited for an image with more excitement than I have for this particular one.
So this was all based on the trend that's going around on where everyone's making their little caricatures of themselves.
Carla did it.
Media.
Everybody's done it.
Here's the one I did yesterday, Mike. I was messing around. This took me 3 or 4 tries, but I'm happy with it. Okay. And it makes me look like a 1940s detective.
Doesn't look anything like you.
You see, you say that and Carrie said that. I think it does look like me.
No.
If I were to wear a hat.
In your fantasy world, maybe. It looks like the mouth is wrong. The nose is wrong.
The nose is perfect.
you, Rob.
When I look at it, the only problem I have with that is that that's not a very good representation of that microphone. But other than that, I think it's fantastic. Right.
Well, of course, it makes you look good.
I love looking good.
Okay, here we go. This is with the weight off.
Yeah.
80 pounds less.
That's better.
It's better, but it's weird.
It doesn't look like him, but it's better.
Right. All right, here you go. What I really want to do is make my head smaller.
Not Beetlejuice small, though.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Make, you know
Mike
what?
Said, here, that might be the one I want. Make the center guy's head Beetlejuice small. I wonder if that would do that. What are we
also,
doing here? This
Josh
is crazy.
Has never smiled that big. No. It's almost 2 years we've known him now. And no. I've never seen him smile that big.
The only time he smiles or approaches that is when he's stifling a yawn. That's the only thing.
My yawns clearly behind the microphone.
Yeah, he's good about, you know, ducking away. And then he says,
We've all done that. It's one of the skills you develop when you're doing a show. Because the worst thing you could do during any kind of broadcast is to go.
Yeah.
I think it's equally as bad if you're engineering for someone and you yawn.
Oh, my God. Like, that is the absolute worst. Did you put in the Beetlejuice command yet?
I have.
He did.
Well, we just got to wait. It takes time.
Okay. This is fun. I'm having fun with this. And by the way, this is another one where they're going to beat us up. I listen. I don't want to take a peek. This is a good video day. Take a peek.
Because you can see how well AI captured my handsomeness.
That's what I wanted. There you go. I'm happy.
That's it. Send it right out.
That's it. That's fantastic. Look at the shoulders. Thank you. Appreciate that. Good stuff. That is a beautiful thing, Mike, right there.
Oh,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, everybody, if weight loss has been on your mind or you're just tired of the food noise, the cravings, starting over every Monday, Carla from Dermglow Skin has you covered. I love the way this takes place after shop day for me when I take my wonderful GLP medications through DermglowSkin.com. You can access doctor-guided weight loss programs designed for real life. No gimmicks, no judgment, and yes, payment plans are available. It's FSA cards as well and HSA cards. Getting started is as easy as can be. Head to DermglowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, and after a quick online process, you get your medical approval and you are on your way. It ships right to your house, by the way, which is fantastic. Carla just opened her brand new Dermglow Skin location right here in Fort Myers, Florida, fully stocked with professional skincare. You can get that online as well. She ships everywhere and she ships fast. So I have saliva in my mouth. So your skin could have a new year glow. This has been a weird show for me today. If you knew the behind the scenes things I've been dealing with today, they've been multifold.
What you got to do is call Carla and order a blotter that will soak up all the saliva in your mouth.
No, the best thing for me to do was like you on the cruise ship. If I want to get rid of the saliva, I just eat a gummy.
That's right. Exactly.
You get dry.
There
you go. Anyway, two wins. Weight loss support and glow-worthy skincare. Go to DermGlowSkin.com. That's DermGlowSkin.com and start your new year the DermGlow way.
And Mike, thank you for remembering.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Hot kiss.
Tim Kelly. Kiss FM.
Tim Kelly, great disc jockey, I'm sure. Ice is everywhere. Not the organization that is ruining our country, but actually frozen water.
Mm-hmm.
And people are getting sick of it. It's dripping, roofs are leaking, and I tried yesterday literally with a garden shovel to break the ice. I can't. It's still inches thick.
I got a tip for you.
How's that?
You walk in and you go, hey, you two, I think go to the same barber. That's an icebreaker, right?
That's a good icebreaker.
I'm such an idiot. I really am. I knew you'd laugh at that. You're probably the only person laughing at that in the world right now.
And you know what's good is later on I'll think about it and I'll laugh again.
Hey, I think you guys are, you like the same store.
That's a horrible icebreaker.
Mike, you're
a silly man.
So how was your Christmas?
If you want to get the ice off your roof, and a lot of times that's a safety issue, it's okay to hire a professional. I wouldn't advise going up and doing it with a blowtorch yourself.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
It spread quickly.
In a matter of minutes, fire swept through the attic of the home on Craig Street.
Homeowner was using a blowtorch to melt the ice.
The homeowner tells us it started at the front corner where he was trying to melt ice off the roof. Jesus. A doorbell camera shows him just before he climbed a ladder with a torch.
He gets down, and then we see the flames, like, in just the gutter. And then they started coming from, like, the back. If I'm looking at the house, the back left, and then all of a sudden, like, smoke from the right, and it just
kind
like,
of just be
like
leaning on that torch to do
that. We pulled the ladder off that side of the building. thinking it was going to be light fire, and the whole attic was full of
I like to say hi. Pause it for a second, Rob. I'd like to say hi to all the great firefighters in Milton, Massachusetts. They're a fine group of guys. I don't know what the idiot was doing with the blowtorch. It was terrible. Terrible.
That guy, firefighter Milton, I just saw him there. He was so.
It was the town of Milton.
Oh, okay. Okay. But what if his name was also Milton?
No, his name, it's the town, it's the Milton Fire Department. Milton,
all right.
That's why it's of Milton, Massachusetts.
Yeah, that was Captain America.
Okay. All I would say is that he looks extraordinarily pissed to have to make that call. He does not want to be there.
There are, by the way, that guy, that fire chief, there are thousands of people that look like that in Massachusetts.
Sure.
There you go. Some dipstick took a blowtorch to his roof,
set
the attic on fire. Dipstick.
Blowtorch.
Oh, my God. Are you telling me the Sox are going to spring training with not picking up one bat? Breslow. They ought to run him out of town on a rail. Jeez, give me a
break. All right. Mike, this is kind of cool for people that are into music. Do you remember Tony Joe White? He did the song Poke Salad Annie that was actually covered by Elvis. And sort of brought into the mainstream because of that.
But
this was
a little
hit
trouble
record.
Recognizing him.
I'll go into the song here. Sure. Hold on.
Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch.
Great song. Great singer.
Carry it home. Great hair. In a Poke Salad Annie. You know why Rob likes that, Josh? Do you know why he likes that song?
Because he wrote for Elvis?
Yes.
Well, Elvis covered it, as I said. But they called him Mr. Swamp because he would take swamp rock and sort of bring other issues into it, other genres and styles. This is cool. His son found unreleased music and produced a new Tony Joe White. He's been dead for almost 5-6 years. And this is a new and I love
technology.
The sound of not that. I love the sound of it. I mean, the guy's been dead for years.
But it's
got a great sound. His son produced it. And he got a band to lay some instrumentation on it. I'll go to his vocal because it's awesome.
The song is called Swamp Ass.
I just think it's a good song. The album is not out yet, but the single is, and you can go grab it. But I think it's nice that his son was able to continue his legacy.
I have a question. Might be in your brain. Salad. What's salad?
It's poke weed. It is a weed that is prevalent in the South. It actually has a red or dark purple berry you can't eat, but the leaves are, you can cook them with anything.
With two guys that have always managed to get some hits during a game, ladies and gentlemen. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Closed today. I don't know why last night I was missing Letterman. And I just started clicking around, and
I've
found
done that a million
this
times. I know. Absolutely.
And this is a great two-puncher. And it always boggles my mind that he would hook up a hose and turn on water and spray people on the sidewalk, and no one cared.
Yeah.
Well, here's a variant on that.
See? That's on. Now watch this. Watch what happens when I hit this. Watch it there. See?
You got a remote control
hose.
We're
indoors. Look at this one. Oh, yeah. And this one, I think, is in, where is this one? In the green room?
You have
turn
this
on the thing in the green room.
What are you
Let's
talking
see
about?
The, there's
Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah.
Now watch this. Where does he, okay, now do I just turn this on now? Can he hear me? He can't hear me, can he?
I hope.
Well, he looks good. I hope he doesn't get angry. Okay, I turn it on. I've turned it on.
Oh. He's totally drenched.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna turn it off.
He just keeps reading.
Yep.
I love it.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Now, Mike, that right there, that would be a suitable television gag.
Yes.
But how do you take it to the next level? You involve Paul.
It's not bad. Okay.
So he comes out in a new suit. That is identical to Paul's yellow suit.
What joy. Just joyful.
And he plays it perfect.
This is nuts.
This was your dry suit?
What are you talking about?
This has never happened.
I can't believe it.
Amazing.
What are you doing? What are you doing in my suit?
Yeah.
This was the extra suit I had.
Yeah.
You just brought that along as your extra
suit. That's his standby. He wasn't planning on wearing that.
I'll say
this has never happened in the history of television.
I'm
this has never happened.
You would have think one of your producers would have said something.
Somebody, but
you would think one of the producers would have said something.
That's great.
Dave, you're the best.
Different late night story in those days. Yep. Really, absolutely. That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for all your support. Thank you for the super chats today. We will see you tomorrow with a brand new episode.
I was going to say one thing on the bonus show this week, which drops Friday morning, debut of a brand new game called Over Under, and I think you're gonna love it.
Over Under,
yeah,
sounds Super Bowl-y.
Yeah, the name was Super Bowl inspired, but the content is not.
Also, thanks to Nikki Diamond for coming by from Pahrump, Nevada. We'll see you tomorrow for Josh Sharok and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, I don't get a brain bang comb.
We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
Back in a moment, my dear. We have to expel some urine.